We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The standard has been set.
Bottom line is we're just getting started.
Time to chase it.
Ball came out. Oregon's got it. Hitchens going to go to the house.
With the ball, get it upfield, and he's going to score.
Kick is up on the way. It's gone. Camden Lewis.
I can win a ball game for you.
The DNA and their competitive character is something really, really special.
Are you kidding me? Touchdown, C.J. Verdell.
Football means a lot here. We want to turn it up right away. We don't waste an opportunity.
This is the Oregon Football Coaches Show, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family-owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Pepsi and Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks! Drink Pepsi. And by Country Financial. Protect what matters. From the Country Financial Studios alongside Mike Jorgensen and Joey Mack, here's the voice of the Ducks, Jerry Allen.
Well, good evening, everybody. Joey Mack filling in at least for this portion of the show for Jerry Allen. Mike Jorgensen, though, is still here. Scott Phillips, who we don't have in the opening billboard, even though he's the one that makes all of this happen. You know, he's here, too. We're going to talk with Johnny Johnson coming up. Johnny Johnson the third, by the way, senior wide receiver. And Oregon offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead will join us here coming up in just a little while. Jorgie, a little bit of a slow start, but the Ducks are still 2-0 after a big win up in Pullman.
Yeah, you know, I love the lead-in that you hear Mario Cristobal saying, love the competitive spirit of these guys. That's exactly what I felt when I just heard that. That's what we see in these guys each and every week. You know, you dig a little bit of a 19-7 hole, some self-inflicted wounds to get there, and yet those guys didn't flinch. It was like a bunch of veterans, the way they responded in that situation with the quick score right at the end of the first half, and then they just took charge in the second half. Really neat to see.
Before we continue to look back, we also need to tell you we've got a kickoff time.
Yeah,
that's right. 12:30 on ESPN2, the Ducks and the Bruins at Autzen Stadium. Remember, originally set to be a evening game on a Friday. Pac-12 had some movement in the schedule. Bruins didn't want to play on that short week. Nobody would want to play Sunday until Friday. That's just too short of a week. So the Ducks and the Bruins are going to face off, now we know for sure, at 12:30 on ESPN2 on Saturday. And fans, just keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of cool things coming the next few days. Pretty awesome uniform. The Ohana collection that you've seen, the sideline stuff. I mean, And it's cool from a swag perspective, but the storytelling, I have to tell you, I'm really excited about moving forward with this Polynesian connection. It's a special part of the Oregon program.
It is. I mean, the roots are deep in what has happened here and the Polynesian connection and how it's worked. And obviously, you know, some of the tremendous student athletes and coaches that are all part of that. It's really cool.
There's one guy, we've got a picture of him on the wall over there doing a Heisman pose. He was pretty good. He wasn't bad. In all seriousness, though, the Ducks now getting ready to face UCLA. I think that the offense, Georgie, in the second half against Washington State really fired on all cylinders.
They did. You know, and Joey, it's one of those ones. We'll get a chance to talk to Coach Moorhead here in just a little bit. You know, they'd love to see him fire on those cylinders in the first half and the second half, but you know, at the same time, they're playing really good, solid football, and they just get stronger and better as each game goes on. They've made improvements each game, and so let's see what happens from week two to week three. But, you know, these guys just continue to be blue-collar workers, and it's really cool, again, to see how this team, both offensively and defensively, have gotten better each week.
Coach Moorhead will join us in a moment. First, real quick, a look at the Bruins. What's your scouting report on UCLA this year?
Well, I'll tell you, it's tough to tell. I mean, it really is, just based on what they did with Colorado in the first game, where they gave up close to 50 points. Now, I know they turned the ball over a little bit and gave Colorado a short field at the beginning of the game and some easy points, frankly, and then battled back and almost won the game. And then they just absolutely shut Cal down on, you know, 2 days preparation, unfortunately for Cal and UCLA for that game. So it's tough to tell. It's kind of a Jekyll Hyde defense. But one thing we know for sure, they're never going to lack offense with Dorian Thompson-Robinson and the whole rest of that crew. Obviously, Chip Kelly coming back to town. They'll score points. You better be ready for it.
That's right. Mike Jorgensen here. I'm Joey Mack. Coming up, we've got Joe Moorhead. He's the offensive coordinator for the Ducks, and I've already seen a few comments that have been like, I absolutely love the play calling. Well, so far the Ducks are 2-0, and we're going to talk with Joe Moorhead about that and get to know him a little bit. Stick with us inside the Country Financial Studio. It's the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show, talking offense with the offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student-athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Happy from Carl's Jr. Listen closely. Do you hear that? That's the sizzling sound of 2 1/3-pound juicy Angus beef patties stacked with 4 strips of bacon on the Monster Angus Thick Burger. You're getting hungry for the bacon. You're driving to the Angus beef. But wait, don't take your eyes off the road for the monster. When I snap my star fingers, you'll pull into the nearest Carl's Jr. and order the new Monster Angus Thick Burger. Feed your happy.
Available for limited time at participating restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Find out what happens when road rage takes a deadly turn. Rent Unhinged, now available at Redbox, starring Russell Crowe. He's a man whose actions escalate to deadly proportions as he becomes single-mindedly determined to teach his single mother a lesson after she impatiently honks at him at a red light. Watch Unhinged, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The ins and outs of all things Ducks. This is the Oregon Football Coaches Show on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up. Bum, 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 bum. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Everybody,
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack and Mike Jorgensen with you inside the Country Financial Studio, second floor of the Casanova Center, and joining us virtually, thanks to technology via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line, is offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead. Well, he's here on the TV in studio, and he looks like he's joining us from his office upstairs in the Hatfield-Dowling Complex. Coach, you're about a football field away from us, and we hope that the weather is a little bit better over there.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hanging in there, Coach.
Good, Coach.
It's definitely a little bit different, but thank you so much for taking the time on the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. You know, Coach, I just want to start generally, talk a little X's and O's before we get into your career, your life, just your breakdown of your team's performance so far, starting out 2-0.
Yeah, obviously the most important stat is the one in the left-hand column, right? So we're 2-0. You know, offensively, I'd say, you know, pleased but not satisfied. I think Coach Cristobal's mentioned it. I think we're really just kind of scratching the surface of who we are and what we can become. But, you know, talking about, you know, points per game, explosive plays, you know, converting third downs, scoring touchdowns in the red zone. Obviously, we got to clean up the turnover part, but I think the kids are understanding the information we're providing in the meetings. They're practicing it very, very hard during the week and executing it at a, you know, pretty high level with some good precision on Saturday. So I'm excited where we are, but I think we've got a lot of room to improve.
We're going to unpack a lot of that. First, I want to go back in time with you a little bit, Coach, and tell us a little bit about your family and the trip out to Oregon. I understand that it was an eventful one.
Yeah, we, you know, in this COVID world, you know, moving out from Starkville, we didn't, you know, you have to take, you know, a few flights to get out here. So we didn't want to kind of do the airport and plane thing and didn't want to drive in the car and, you know, stay in hotels. So we decided that we're going to buy an RV and make the trip out. And, you know, I'm kind of a city guy. My wife's a little bit more country, but, you know, none of us had experience. but we found out pretty quickly. So the first stop, we didn't make it to an RV park. So we were in a closed down gas station in West Memphis, Arkansas. Pulled up to a train tracks and were surrounded by 18 wheelers, and the trains were ripping by like every 15 minutes. So that didn't go well. But then we found out, you know, that we got to the RV park. So those were kind of cool. You know, made some stops along the way, went to Mount Rushmore, and, you know, there were very few, you know, RV, Robin Williams, Chevy Chase, National Vacations moments. There are a few of them, but it was more good than bad.
And nothing better than enjoying it with family all at the same time. I mean, that's what it's all about. So, hey, Coach, as a guy who has spent most of his life east of the Mississippi, how did you, through the years, view Oregon, University of Oregon, the Oregon Ducks, not only as a student athlete and a quarterback, but also as a coach over the years?
No, you just have the utmost respect, you know, going back to all the fantastic coaches that have been here, and I have some buddies that played at Penn State, and I know they played Oregon in a bowl game that one year, kind of when I was like in the mid 90s. But just going through the, like you said, the successful coaches, the successful players, you know, the Pac-10 championships, playing in the national championship. You know, there's always been, you know, from afar, a high level of respect for the program as players, as coaches, and then certainly you kind of hear the Bunyan-esque tales of Oregon's facilities. And as hard as it is to believe, it's understated. So then when you get out here, you add all that beautiful city of Eugene on top of it. You know, it's the total package.
With that in mind, Coach, what drew you to Oregon? Why'd you come out here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when things went the way they did at Mississippi State, and I guess that'd probably be another show to argue or to discuss them. that whole deal. But, you know, had multiple opportunities, you know, as a coordinator, head coach at the Power Five and some NFL things. But what really sold me, you know, you talk about personal, professional, and monetary. You know, my family wanted to come here. They did research on the area, research on the school. So, that, you know, that was all thumbs up. But the biggest sell was Coach Cristobal. And you can see why he's one of the top recruiters, if not the top recruiter in the country. And about 5 minutes into the phone call, I was kind of wondering where on the dotted line I should sign and what I wanted to run through, because he had me that fired up. And then you look at, obviously, the facilities, the school, the players, the opportunity to compete for championships. It was it just checked off all the boxes.
You know, Coach, as a coordinator at a lot of places, a quarterback coach and a head coach, how have you and Coach Cristobal been able to work together? How have you helped complement each other, do you feel?
That's been seamless, and I've had, you know, two opportunities to move from a head coach's role, you know, to a coordinator role, one by choice, one not by choice. But I think when you have a chance to kind of sit back and recalibrate, it allows you to really focus, be very myopic in your approach. Whereas when you're the head coach, you're worried about 120 kids in the program and every aspect of everything that goes on and all the dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And now I'm focused on coordinating the offense, coaching the quarterbacks, you know, recruit my area, my position. And, you know, Coach Criswell's got a phenomenal plan, an unbelievable culture, you know, very detail-oriented. And all I want to be for him is a sounding board. So I don't offer advice, but, you know, if he has a question or kind of like, hey, what did you guys do? Or do you think this is a good idea? You know, offer him what I think is good. But he doesn't need much of it, obviously, because we're doing a fantastic job here.
Joe Moorhead joining us. Coach, I'm curious just the factors in your career that have helped shape the offense that you run. And I know it's ever evolving depending on personnel, anything else. But what factors have shaped the offense that you run?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very fortunate, you know, very early in my career to be at the University of Pittsburgh with Walt Harris, you know, a very nationally renowned quarterback coach and offensive guy. So kind of cut my teeth there, learning offense at this level. My offensive coordinator and quarterback coach in college was Nick Cortero, and he was at Kansas State with Chad May and all those guys under Bill Snyder. So that's the system we ran in college. So I'd say that was probably my first huge influence, my college head coach. And then Coach Harris at Pitt. And then really the 1 year that I spent on the defensive spot side of the ball at Pitt under Larry Coyer, who's coordinated in the Super Bowl in the NFL, third-year coach, and being on that other side of the ball. And then just kind of moving from there to different stops. I've been, you know, been a coordinator at all the places and really had a chance to develop our scheme and kind of, you know, get it to what you see today.
Well, you look at, and you just said it right there, what you see today, and each week, the first 2 weeks, Coach, with Stanford, Washington State, your team has gotten, it looks like, better each week. And we don't get a chance to see the film and break it down like you guys do, but each week they've gotten better, and particularly each game, as the game has gone on, they've gotten stronger, really worn some teams down. What do you attribute that to?
To the kids, number one, you know, first and foremost, of their talent and their buying and their level of execution. I think it's, you know, our offensive coaching staff and everything that we do is a collective and collaborative, you know, endeavor in terms of the game plan and what we want to do and what situation and why. You know, hopefully calling good plays and putting the kids in position to be successful. You know, and I like the balance, right? 269 rushing, 269 passing. But I think the big thing is you talk about the second half, and Coach talks about it all the time, our fourth quarter program, where, you know, we throw those things up heading into the fourth and it means something. And I think our kids really fall back onto the culture of our program. So outside of talent and coaching and play calling and execution and all that thing, I think that the culture of our program is something that's really taken over in the second half.
The media has talked to you about this. It's a number that we've certainly bragged about on the broadcast, Coach, that just the success on third down, 16 of 22, 72.7%. I don't even know what to ask about that. That's just incredible, isn't it?
I don't want to jinx it, so I'm going to knock on some wood here. So hopefully the best way to be good at third downs is to stay out of them. So as many, you know, good plays on first and second downs we can have. And then it's always about manageable down the distances. So, you know, third and 1-6, you know, it's more, I don't say an offensive advantage, but it's a achievable, you know. Then you get into the sevens and tens and maybe it leans a little more to the defense. But, yeah, I saw the number from the Stanford game and then the one from this past one, and I kind of didn't want to look at it because I want to keep that thing going.
And your team's been, you know, the offense in particular, Coach, and the team as a whole has been incredibly mature.
Resilient.
Resilient and mature in a lot of these situations. I mean, you come into the season with, and everybody talks about an offensive line that has one combined start, a quarterback that's been here a little while but never really played snap one to snap 66 in a game, if that's how many there's been. And there's been some situations come up so far this season where there could have been a panic, they could have got frustrated, and yet they just seemed like they've been laser focused and really mature about their approach.
Yeah, once again, goes back to culture. And I'm a firm believer that you never rise to the level of your opponent. You always fall back to the level of your preparation. And Coach makes a huge point of 1-0, a huge point of the process. And I think when our kids get to that point in adversity, you either hit adversity or adversity hits you. And I think our kids welcome it. They don't run away from it. So when we get to those points where we need to draw something from down deep and make a play, I think it speaks volumes of the culture that Coach Criswell has created here.
Offensive coordinator Joe Moorhead, our guest. Quick timeout, Coach. We're going to come back, talk with you a little bit more. It is the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show back inside the Country Financial Studio right after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What's it like to grow with the O? At OCCU, we support Duck fans each step of the way by educating our youth with Lucky Duck Savings, celebrating independence with Duck Debit Checking, and rewarding members with the Duck Credit Card. That's how Duck fans grow with OCCU. Learn how you can, too, at myoccu.org/ducks.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Make a trip to the epicenter of Oregon wine country and visit Elizabeth Chambers. Our wines are crafted authentically in an old-world style in one of McMinnville's most historic working wineries. Let our staff lead you through a tasting of highly rated wines. Our newly renovated tasting room is chic and urban. It's no wonder people are talking about Elizabeth Chambers Cellar, now offering private seated tastings. Call us to find out more information or to make your reservation today. Elizabeth Chambers Cellar is open daily from 11 to 5. Find us online at ElizabethChambersCellar.com.
Ducks football lives here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show, Joey Mack alongside Mike Jorgensen and Joe Moorhead joining us, Oregon Offensive Coordinator. Coach, you know, we talked a little bit about your family's trip across the country, but I didn't get a chance really to ask you to talk about your family a little bit. Behind every coach, I know there's always a pretty strong family, because culture's not just in the football program, it's at home, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, blessed with a wonderful family. I mean, not sure how far back we go, but mom and dad still living in Pittsburgh. You know, one of three. Dad worked in the mill for 35 years, bartender, janitor, a bunch of odd jobs to put us all through school. So older brother, older sister. Brother lives in Minneapolis. Sister's still back in Pittsburgh. Wonderful wife, Jennifer. As you said, I'm the quarterback of the team. She's the quarterback of the house. So she's calling all the shots there. And I'm the boss when she ain't home. So that's the rule we follow there. Daughter is a sophomore here, Kira, at UO. Oldest son, Mason, is a senior at Marist, and then my youngest one's in seventh grade at O'Hara, and all doing remote learning right now, but enjoying the area.
Yeah, the remote learning. My wife is a second grade teacher, so I'm very familiar with the remote learning these days. Coach, I want to ask you about your quarterback, Tyler Shuck. I've just been so impressed with the way that he's performed for you early in the season. Your assessment of him, and what's the next step that he can take?
I love the fact that he's so engrossed in the mental aspect and the preparation part of it. You know, he's a guy that it's a cliche term, but a true gym rat. You know, he'll be in, you know, watching a practice film before we even get off the field, and has questions and really wants to know not just what, but why. So anytime you have that at the quarterback position, it's very positive. But, you know, he can beat you with his brains, his arms, and his legs, and he's shown the ability to do both in games at a very high level. I think he'll be the first to say there's a lot of things we need to clean up. And certainly as a team, as an offense, you know, stop treating the ball like a hot potato in the first half, and I think that'll alleviate some of our. But you know, he's for a first year starter against some, you know, quality opponents, without a spring ball, with five new guys up front, I think he and the offense have performed fairly well up to this point.
And a little thing that can sometimes be a big thing for a guy like that, he hasn't really started and played a whole game since high school. Right. You know, he's played in spot duties. What type of a challenge is that for a guy who's been 2.5 years or so in a program, not played a full game, and all of a sudden, boom, here you go?
Yeah, it's the game reps, and there's really no substitute for the speed of the game. So you can be on a million Zooms and putting the X's and O's on the screen and going over the film in the room, and you know, you can practice against the defense, you can practice against the scout team, but there's really no substitute for game experience. So I think, you know, every rep that he gains in a live setting is valuable. And I think, you know, he'll continue to improve off of those.
Coach, how about this offensive line? You know, five new starters, just your assessment of the way they've played, a couple Pac-12 offensive linemen of the week honorees already, just a really solid start.
Yeah. So I love it. They got a chip on their shoulder. You know, people talked about graduating five and, you know, losing Panay, obviously, which was huge. We'd love to have him back here. But, you know, they've been very cohesive. They've been incredibly physical. You know, they've moved people off the line of scrimmage. They protect the quarterback. And, you know, I think it's a tribute to the kids. And, obviously, Coach Mirabal and Coach Cristobal, you got two PhDs in that room coaching them up. They've done a very, very nice job thus far.
And then you look in the backfield, and you've got a big group of running backs, talented running backs, that not only have the ability to break big gains, make big plays, as they have so far this year, but to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield and be receivers. What an advantage it is to have guys that can do that.
Yeah, you wish you could play a lot of these snaps with two footballs. You know, you're so deep at that position. But, yeah, Coach Master does a phenomenal job with those guys, kind of tailoring who's in the game to what plays called in their skill set, you know what I mean? And you've got a bunch of guys who can do different things. And they've all been very productive. And then I think there's a couple guys, we haven't seen a ton of Sean and Trey yet, but they're incredibly talented as well. So we've gotten a bunch of production from that position. And, you know, whether the ball's being handed off or thrown to them, they're critical to our points.
You know, Coach, I'm always curious for the teaching that you guys do and the myriad of drills that you guys run in practice. So one I know that's so critical for you guys is that handoff, that read, that run-pass option. What is the key to teaching a running back and a quarterback that exchange? Maybe not just on an option, but an exchange in general in the backfield.
Myriad, I like it. That's a good SAT word.
Thank you.
English major, I appreciate that. But no, we have a run timing period every day at practice where the quarterbacks and backs are together working on the mesh, and Coach Master kind of handles that. And then every single rep that we get throughout the course of practice, you know, whether it's the quarterback handing it off and pulling and running, or pulling it and then reading someone else for the third phase, or pulling it and throwing a route, you know, we have to be very precise and deft at our ball handling, you know, to create indecision in the defense. And you talk about the run game being numbers, angles, and grass, the quarterback making the right decision and that mesh being clean is of critical importance.
As an offensive coordinator, you can be one of two places. You can be on the field or you can be up in the press box. You on the field. Why on the field? Why did you choose that? Is that something you've done all your career? Or is it something you moved from the press box on down to the field?
No, I hadn't been. At Georgetown and Akron, I was up in the booth and did it, and I liked it. And then at UConn as well, I'm sorry. And then once I got a head coaching job at Fordham and continued to call the plays, there's really not the option to be up. So I had to learn pretty quickly to call from the sideline, and I was pleasantly surprised with how much you could see and what you can kind of get communicated to the kids on the sideline as well. So I think there is a certain component to the motivational and communication aspect in person, particularly with the quarterback. And also having a great set of eyes up top, you know, the coaches that we have up in the booth providing information. When you have guys up there who are seasoned pros and can give you what you need, you know, in terms of identification and communication, you know, it makes it a lot easier to call from the field.
Hey, I've got another SAT word for you that Mike Jorgensen's going to love. How about a slobber knocker, Coach? A slobber knocker, I mean, what's your definition of that one?
our offensive line.
All right.
Yeah.
I pluralized it, slobber knockers with an S.
All right. I like it. Joe Moorhead, our guest. Coach, I got to ask you, too, about your receivers catching the ball. We're going to talk to Johnny Johnson coming up a little bit later on the show. They've made some impressive catches for your quarterback, haven't they?
Yeah, we haven't been afraid to throw the ball down the field, and I think that's been a positive. Their ability to, you know, help us in the vertical game, but also doing the intermediate stuff, the short stuff, you know, turning long catches or short catches into long catches. But they've also been very, very tenacious on the perimeter with as much things that we do, you know, getting the ball on the edges and those guys, you know, blocking down the field. And I think the good thing is we really spread the wealth. You know, look at the dispersal of touches relative to running back, tight end, and receiver. You know, everyone's kind of had a hand in it. You know, it's been good that a lot of guys have been able to, you know, contribute.
I look at some guys you've coached over time, Coach, and at various places, and in the places you have coached, whether it's UConn or Pitt, where you started out, and in other places like that. At Penn State, you had Saquon Barkley, a tremendous, obviously, player. He's a G-man now, which I absolutely love. And I just thought I'd throw that out there. And then you got C.J. Verdell here at Oregon. Compare or contrast those two guys. And I don't, you don't have to go real long, but just the differences, yeah. Maybe certain similarities between those guys.
I think their production is probably, you look at it, and they're very similar. You know, Saquon, you know, two-time Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year and a multiple-time All-American. CJ's running style, actually, really, I compare it more to the Colin Hill kid at Mississippi State, just the way they're built, their toughness between the tackles, the way people, you know, bounce off of them and they're not easily brought to the ground. And then by the same token, when they get to the edge, you know, they're a threat to be a home run guy. So Saquon was a little bit unique in his skill set, but and Colin will be a draft pick. And you know, I think CJ's skill set compares very favorable to him.
Finally, Coach, we got to ask you a little bit about UCLA, a bit of a report on their defense and some of the keys for your offense heading into this matchup with the Bruins on Saturday.
Yeah, at each level, you know, I get to know them by numbers rather than names. You know, 92, the interior defensive lineman. I think I'm pretty sure he's an Oregon kid. You know, very twitchy, does a great job with his hands, very physical. The Mike linebacker, 33, kind of the quarterback of the defense, makes the calls. You know, very, very you know, very physical player, and then number one on the back end, the corner, you know, and they're multiple. They bring pressures from all over the place with a variety of unique coverages. You know, like you said, got put in some bad situations in the Colorado game, but you know, you give up 10 points in a game to any Power Five opponent. That's a pretty good day at the office. So we're gonna have to be ready. Coach Azenero, I've known him a very, very long time, and Coach Norwood. I mean, two excellent coaches, got the kids playing hard, so it'll be a huge challenge.
Coach Joe Moorhead, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for being a Duck. It was great to get to know you a little bit here tonight, and looking forward to doing it more, and good luck the rest of the season. We sure appreciate the time, sir.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Joe Moorhead, Oregon offensive coordinator. It's the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. Coming up, we got Johnny Johnson III talking wide receivers next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When did business insurance become one size fits all? At EMC Insurance Companies, we've known for more than 100 years that businesses have unique needs. It's why from coast to coast, we provide insurance packages that are designed and tailored specifically for nearly 500 different types of businesses. Add our expert loss control and quick claim services, and you can see why customers count on EMC to help protect what they've built. Find an EMC agent near you at emcins.com.
This is Happy from Carl's Jr. Listen closely. Do you hear that? That's the sizzling sound of 2 1/3-pound juicy Angus beef patties stacked with 4 strips of bacon on the Monster Angus Thick Burger. You're getting hungry for the bacon. You're driving to the Angus beef. But wait, don't take your eyes off the road for the monster. When I snap my star fingers, you'll pull into the nearest Carl's Jr. and order the new Monster Angus Thick Burger. Feed your happy.
Available for limited time at participating restaurants. Price and participation may vary.
Find out what happens when road rage takes a deadly turn. Rent Unhinged, now available at Redbox, starring Russell Crowe. He's a man whose actions escalate to deadly proportions as he becomes single-mindedly determined to teach a single mother a lesson after she impatiently honks at him at a red light. Watch Unhinged along with other new movies and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
More Jerry, Jorgie, and Joey after this timeout. This is Ducks Football from Learfield IMG College.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Carl's Jr., Oregon Football Coaches Show. Joey Mack here with you. Carl's Jr., and I know that Jorgie will want me to say this for you. Stop by Carl's Jr. for two juicy third-pound Angus beef patties and your sizzling bacon on the new Monster Angus Thick Burger. Feed your happy. That feeds your happy, doesn't it?
It does.
You know what feeds my happy? Peyton Pritchard just got drafted.
Oh,
if you're
baby.
Live with us, if you're live with us here, he just got drafted number 26 to the Boston Celtics. Congratulations to Peyton Pritchard, and here's to a very long and successful NBA career. I sure think that he'll do that. That's pretty darn cool. Well, coming up tonight, the Pepsi Player Spotlight. Earlier today, got a chance to sit down with Johnny Johnson III, the second time that we've had him on the Coach's Show the last couple years, and it was a lot of fun catching up with him because he wore one certain pro Ducks jersey. Our conversation with Johnny Johnson earlier today. Back-to-back seasons that we've talked with this guy on the Coach's Show. Johnny Johnson III is with us. Normally, there's like a little bit of a crowd here. We get, you know, Johnny, you remember, there's like me, Jerry, Jorgie, Scott, Terry Johns is here, a few other people. So I feel like we need to like make sure that Scott and I clap like, you know, like extra viciously to make sure you guys know that you're still appreciated. It's a little different. We were just talking before we hit record. Things are a little bit different. So, Johnny, let me brag about you a little bit. And before I do that, though, for fans who are watching, can you stand up and show that jersey that you're rocking? Look at this. He's got the Herbert jersey. Oh, so well done.
Had to give me one, man. Had to.
So is that like a regular thing that you wear now, or did you wear this like special for us?
No, I just happened to have it on today. Pat had texted me, told me the time, and I was like, can I wear this? I already have it on. Can I just wear it? Yeah.
That's well done. That number 10 jersey. So you've been watching, Johnny, I take it. You've been tuning
yes.
in?
Yes. Yes.
So I know that you graded Tyler Shuck. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Can you grade Herb so far?
Give Herb a I give him an A, just a flat A.
Flat A.
Just a flat. Oh, it would be A plus if they're winning games.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the downside of it. But the way he's performing, you know, six straight weeks of rookie of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. That's unheard of. So.
Hey, so in all seriousness, Jerry Allen made the comment on one of our broadcasts, and I wholeheartedly agree, and I'm curious what you think, that if the Chargers had your guys' defense, they'd probably have won a few more games by now. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we do have a great defense. I think they got a good defense. Man, things turn out bad. You know, it's always the little things, especially in the NFL. Yeah. You know, it's the smallest things.
No doubt. Well, I love it that you're rocking the Herbert jersey. This is great timing for us. Johnny Johnson III, our guest, senior wide receiver from Chandler, Arizona. Okay, now I'm going to brag about you. One of two players in program history, by the way, everybody, with 200 yards receiving in a road game. So apparently it's not only under the aughts and lights, Johnny, that you perform well. We'll talk about that. And one of three returning Pac-12 players that had over 800 receiving yards in 2019. And also I know that you and your teammate Jalen Redd combined for the most touchdowns of any returning wide receiver tandem in the Pac-12. Of this season. In other words, Johnny, heading into your senior season, a lot of good things to talk about. You feel like you're playing your best right now?
Yes, most definitely. I think with the addition of Coach B-Mac, you know, getting me right and, you know, perfecting, polishing my game, I think I'm playing at my highest level right now, and this is the best I've felt.
All right, tell us about Coach McClendon. What's it like playing for him?
It's fun. He's going to get you better every day. He's going to be that same guy every day. He's always going to push you, regardless if it's a good rep, bad rep. He's always going to coach you on something, and, you know, it's a blessing just to have him.
You know, you guys have had a few different wide receiver coaches now for all the guys in your room, Johnny. I mean, I know that can be tough, but also it seems like you guys probably taken a lot of different things from some different coaches over the years, right?
Definitely. Yeah, it's a lot of different things. I think I've taken a lot of good things, and I've seen a lot of bad things that coaches do. And I think Coach B-Mac is just, like, the perfect coach. If you want a good wide receiver coach, go to that man.
All right, I'll take it. Well, I'll tell you, he's been selfishly for us, he's a great interview, Johnny, so I can only imagine what he's like in the meeting rooms. You know, another new coach, I want to ask you about your offensive coordinator in Coach Moorhead. What's it like playing for Coach Moorhead this year?
Super fun. He's electric. He brings that energy. He brings that juice. He gets us fired up. And then the play calling is just amazing. He knows what he's doing out there. We trust him. He trusts us. It's a great combination of things.
I can see why Coach Moorhead trusts you guys, though. I mean, you heard me reading the numbers, Johnny. I mean, the wide receiver room is deep this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we got some guys, and all of us, you know, there's no drop-off when somebody comes out the game, so it's exciting.
Competition level must be high every day at practice, too.
Most definitely.
How do you guys handle that? I mean, how do you go about, like, constantly pushing each other when you're battling with guys that are your brothers, too?
I think it's just that we all hold each other to that same standard, and we're always chasing that standard. It's a standard that you can never meet. And, you know, Coach B-Mac does a good job of pushing us to achieve that standard that is unachievable at the end of the day.
All right, I said that, you know, we'd ask you about Tyler Shuck. So you gave Herb an A. I know you talked to the media, Johnny. You're smiling. You know what I'm about to ask you, because you gave Tyler a B-minus, right? So can you break down what your rubric is for grading your quarterback for us?
I think. Okay, my rubric, I would say it goes down to decision-making, how you deal with, you know, when things go bad, making those just plays that are just like those it plays, like, okay, those, just being consistent, I think, at the end of the day, and, you know, playing within yourself, not trying to be like another QB, you know, playing within yourself. You know, there's not really a rubric. Those are just some things off the top of my head, but. You know, you get the vibe.
Oh, I for sure do. I mean, you know, there's always like that part of every teacher's grading system, right, where it's like, oh, well, this is just kind of like, I don't really have this on the rubric. It's like, you just deserve this credit or you don't because the teacher thinks so, right? I mean, that's part of it. All right, so you know, I know you said that a couple weeks ago. So what's it going to take for Tyler to get that A-plus from you?
A plus, we blow a team out. You know, we put. You know, I'm not trying to say anything about our next opponent, but I'm just saying, you know, we put up 60 points, something like that, something crazy. Tyler breaks some records. You know, that type of game. That's what I expect from him. You know, he's a baller, so I expect the most from him.
You know, we joke about this, Johnny, but in all seriousness, I love the way that you guys have both approached that, because Tyler, of course, followed in his interview session and said, yeah, I'd grade myself even harder than that. I mean, that's what you guys are really striving for, isn't it? You just want to be better every day.
Most definitely. That's the goal. Every day, 1% at least better, 1%.
I don't know how much you guys look at the numbers, Johnny, but, you know, obviously, again, I this is what I do. I brag about how good you guys are. It's what I do for a living, honestly. So you guys have been just ridiculously good on third down, converting over 70% on third down. Do you pay attention to those sorts of numbers? You guys talk about that at all?
I know Coach Moorhead kind of – we have goals that we kind of have as an offense for every week, and Coach Moorhead kind of goes over those Sunday after the game. But, you know, it's not really a number that us individually look at. I think that's just something that we harp on every day. And, you know, we have periods specifically for a third down, and that's just a big down for us because we got to keep moving the ball. We got to score points.
Johnny Johnson III, it's our Pepsi Player Spotlight on the Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. Still more to come, so stick with us. We'll continue our conversation with the senior wideout right after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Ninkasi Brewing is proud to be an official partner of the Oregon Radio Network. Independently owned and brewed in Eugene since 2006, Ninkasi is thrilled to launch Steady Orbit Grounded IPA, a better beer for you. Featuring a bright tropical and citrus flavor, Steady Orbit keeps you grounded at 4.5% alcohol by volume, while delivering that IPA flavor you know and love. Find it on shelves now. More information at ninkasibrewing.com.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
This is the Oregon Football Coaches Show, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back on the Carl's football, Carl's Jr., I should say. It could be Carl's Football Coaches Show. I mean, it could be that, right? The Carl's Jr. Oregon Football Coaches Show. The Oregon Football Coaches Show also brought to you by the Dairy Mart and Lockmead family, the local stop for fresh to go lunch, thirst quenching drinks, and award winning ice cream. Go Ducks. We're inside the Country Financial Studio, and we continue our conversation on our Pepsi Player Spotlight with Johnny Johnson III.
Okay, now I'm going to maybe tell you a number that you don't know. You were one of the most successful, not just in the conference, but in the country at catching balls that went for first downs. Johnny, did you know that?
Did not know that.
Well, so again, something that we can brag about. So what's the key to that? You just seemed – they say that there's no such thing as a clutch gene, but
– Oh, I think it's just taking advantage of the opportunities, knowing that we need that play, and that has to be a perfect rep. That if any of the reps are perfect, that has to be the one, so that we can keep moving the ball down the field. So, you know, it's a combination of things.
How was it playing at Autzen and playing in a road environment without fans? I know that's an obvious question, but it had to just be odd, right?
Autzen, I'm gonna be honest with you. So we had about like 3 scrimmages in Autzen that are kind of simulated in the same kind of way. And I think that really got us ready, because that was almost like exactly what the game was like. Going down to Pullman, that was a little strange. It was very different. Obviously, everyone knows what that crowd is like and what that stadium's like. It was definitely different. But, you know, once you're in the game, once you're rolling, all that stuff kind of disappears. And, you know, you're just focused on your job.
How often do you get asked about Justin Herbert shaking your head to this day?
Not often. People went crazy about that when it first happened. I haven't really got anything about it, but, you know, I still remember that.
Well, we had to bring it up because, as you can imagine, when we – when we decided that you were going to be on the coach's show this week, I mean, we went back, we found the footage, we watched it. It gave us a good smile, so I just hope that you can still remember the most successful Throwback Thursday that we've ever done, which only threw it back by a week, which was, of course, on Mikhail Wright's kickoff return. All right, I wanted to ask you, last year you and I spoke about your family, and the way I posed the question last year was, you're a Johnny Johnson the third, so I asked you about the first and the second. Could you tell us a little bit more about your grandfather that just, judging from what you told us last year, Johnny, he was just an all-around impressive guy.
Oh, very impressive guy. He was a professional bowler. He was a photographer. He was a Vietnam War veteran. He was a bunch of things. The list goes on, man. But he was a great guy. He was a very strict guy. A lot of different than what my father is, but. At the time I had with him, he was a very great guy.
So you said he was a little different disciplinarian wise than your dad, though?
My dad's just a different guy. He had us at a really young age. I kind of grew up with my dad while he was growing up. So, we just have a different kind of relationship than him and his dad.
Tell us a little bit more about your family. I always like to ask people that question.
My family is a big family. If we did have fans at the game, you'd maybe see 10, 15 plus people at every game for me, which is amazing. Cause a lot of people don't have that. And that's a blessing. I appreciate every single one of them. If you don't know, I'm half Filipino and black and my mother has German. So, I got family of all different types of people. I got love from everywhere, so it's amazing. I love my family.
That's cool, and I think that's really cool that you connect with that heritage. If you couldn't tell, Johnny, I'm rather Irish, and so I've got some connections, obviously, back there. Last year we also had you tell the story of how you got the name Johnny Yams. You can follow Johnny, of course, on Twitter at Johnny_Yams. So I'm going to just recap real quick. Johnny, I won't make you tell the story again as you laugh, but I know that you had Yams. You had a very successful game in Pop Warner. The name stuck. That happened in seventh grade. If you told your seventh grade self that you would still have that nickname to this day, what would seventh grade Johnny Johnson have said?
He probably would have laughed at it and find it like, okay, whatever, that's not going to happen. Because I still to this day, I don't even call myself that. My girlfriend doesn't call me that. It's kind of just like people just call me that. I don't know. I don't, when I introduce myself to people, I don't tell them to call me that.
You know, I'm going to take a quote from a coworker of mine who Todd Miles, and he always says that you can never give yourself your own nickname. And yeah. I feel like that's the definition. I had to ask you about it, and thanks for having a little bit of fun. I always like to talk to you, and you probably remember this question, too, from last year, just advice that you would give your 17-year-old self or like freshman year you. Last year you said that it would be to stretch more. Is that still the case?
Sorry, somebody. that probably still would be the case. I would say, stretch more, to be honest with you, because that's really been a big help for me, just getting faster and just being more mobile and getting out of breaks. It's been a big help for me, to be honest with you. So I'd really say stretch more, because I'm going to be honest with you, high school, no stretching at all.
All right. See, the honesty, though, I mean, and it continues. Johnny, do you think that we're going to see more Arizona guys like yourself coming to Oregon? I mean, it seems like that pipeline is really building.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I think the amount of exposure in the state of Arizona is getting bigger. I think it's just going to continue to grow with the amount of success of Arizona products, and I'm just excited for these young dudes to see what they could do.
I got to ask you a little bit about your opponent coming up this week, UCLA. Some keys to success for you in the offense.
Play fast. Be electric. Be motivated. Be confident. That's probably like what we focus on, just being us,
That's great stuff, talking with Johnny Johnson. I had a ton of fun catching up with Johnny Yams, Johnny Johnson III, on our Pepsi Player Spotlight, Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. That's going to be a guy that I'm going to love watch playing the rest of the year. Man, is he taking a big step the last two seasons.
Oh, man, love that guy. Yeah, really do.
It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. 12:30, we know that for sure. 12:30 on ESPN2, that means a 10:30 pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network. Quickly, McKee, how did the Ducks beat the Bruins?
Just keep running the ball in balance. You know, offensively, keep running the ball in balance because there's going to be some points in this game. But run, line of scrimmage, balance.
He's Mike Jorgensen. I'm Joey Mack. Thanks to Scott Phillips, Mitchell Lee, and fans for tuning in. We'll see you for a 10:30 pregame show Saturday.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out.
Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym.
See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen.
Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This has been the Oregon Football Coaches Show, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family-owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Pepsi and Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks. Drink Pepsi. And by Country Financial. Protect what matters. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.